Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Thank you for getting up. This is the Michael Van Tol Show, produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Thanks so much for joining me on this beautiful Sunday morning. I just got a few events that I want to mention that's coming up. Organized, hosted, founded by Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. The first one is the Wayne County Commission Youth Council applications are being accepted right now, really from August 1st. So you have until August 1st through September 15th. These are open to Wayne County high school students from the 10th to the 12th grade. You can request an application at 313-224-0884. And, you know, the Wayne County Commission Youth Council helps teenagers to be better public speakers. It helps them to learn about Michigan law and legislation, helps them to learn how to dress properly, and it helps them to, just be able to speak better in front of a group of people. So this is a very valuable program to assist with teens, the Wayne County Commission Youth Council, founded by Commissioner McCormick. The next thing, the Wayne County Commission is having budget hearings back in the community now. And so the first one is being hosted by Commissioner McCormick, District 6. It will be Monday, August 14th at the Detroit Police Department 8th Precinct Auditorium. That's over there on McNichols near Grand River, you know, right next to Myers, the store. It's going to be all day, Wayne County budget hearings, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Monday, August 14th. Then next, the commissioner is also giving out some Veterans Administration Service Awards on September 7th at the John Dingell Veterans Memorial Hospital on John R. So September 7th, we'll give you more information when that comes up. Veterans Administration Service Awards Program on September 7th at the Veterans Hospital on John R. There's a quarterly series of meetings, a town hall that Commissioner McCormick has each year. And the next one is on senior scams. And the guest speaker is Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, Thursday, September 28th. At Greater Grace, 7 Mile Road, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's a quarterly Getting to Know Wayne County series because, you know, we're taxpayers. We need to know about the services and programs provided by the county. We're paying for it in our taxes. So, this one is exposing those senior scams. You know, the same way we get up and go to work every morning, the scammers, the crooks, they get up and they call our seniors and they swindle them and scam them out of money. So the Attorney General is going to expose some of these scams and ways that we can avoid getting caught up in these scams. So that is the Town Hall Senior Scams with Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, Thursday, September 28th at Greater Grace from 5:30 p.m. until 7:30. By the way, it's in the middle of the summer and the war on trash is being fought. Commissioner McCormick created the war on trash back around, I think it was 2015. So we're going to be out. The Soldiers of the War on Trash. We're going to be out September 30th from 10 a.m. until 12:30. 10 a.m. Saturday morning on September 30th. Going to be picking up litter, discussing repairing signs, going to be pulling down some of those illegal signs that are on these poles when people post them. That is illegal. So we're going to be out and pulling that down. If you want more information or you want to join our War on Trash team, here's the number, 313-224-0881. 313-224-0881. All right. We got news and weather coming up. And you know what? We may kind of drift into some of that right now with some news and weather. And then I wanted to kind of go over some things that have been, you know, this, we're right in the middle of the summer concert series, and I wanted to talk about some of these concerts. I mean, they've been really coming up. There's a, you know, we're back in full swing, and the concerts are here this summer. So we'll go through that. But I just wanted to kind of give you a little update on the weather right now. My weather team is not here. The Sunday morning team, you know, we're in the middle of summer. Half the people are out of town, but we're going to do this anyway. So today, mostly sunny, 79 degrees, and that's a great day. What more can you ask for? Sunny and 79 today. Tomorrow, Monday, a partly cloudy, 81. I love these temperatures, and it's not too hot. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Look, this looks like it's almost the same every day, 79 degrees. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 81 degrees. However, on Thursday, we're looking at some scattered storms, but it's still going to be warm, 83. Friday, more scattered storms, 84. And then we go into a stretch of partly cloudy. Saturday, Sunday, Monday of next week, partly cloudy, 82, 81, and 81 degrees. This is one of the best weathercasts I have seen. This is great for end of July, beginning of August. Sunny today, mostly sunny, 79, a beautiful day. We don't have anything to complain about. Let's welcome one of the Sunday morning team. Good morning, Chaplain Kathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to anyone else of our wonderful team that's on the line. Shout out to the missionary, and I just want to say good morning to Detroit.
Good morning. I just read off. I missed you by just about 1 minute. I took your job from you this morning and did the weather. I don't know if you wanted to add something to it, but did you get a chance to look at it?
No, but if you give me one just second, I didn't even look at it, and I was looking forward to doing the weather today.
If I could have just waited one more minute, because I just did the weather, and it was really, seriously, the best-looking weather report this year.
You
know what? What are the odds of that? I must have hijacked the weather today, because I knew it was going to be good. Because, like I was just saying, it's going to be mostly sunny today, 79, and then partly cloudy tomorrow, 81. But then mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, 79 and 81 degrees. Ooh. You got a nice little stretch here if you want to wash your car. This is not the time to do it, because the next rain will be here like around Thursday and Friday. So
yeah.
Don't tell the rest of the team.
This would be a good time.
Don't tell the rest of the team that I hijacked the weather when it was one of the best weather reports this year.
I'm not going to tell them, because I'm sure they're not going to listen to this either. So they won't know. So we can keep it a secret.
Right, because you know there's somewhere else right now. When I'm not on here, I'm in Florida or Jamaica. or Mackinac Island. Right. So I could just imagine where the team is. We got a traveling team, don't we?
Don't we? Yes. It's good,
sure,
man. God blesses us to have some room to even do, to even get around. It's a blessing, you know.
Yes,
and we don't never want to forget to thank God. Thank God for everything.
You know, isn't that right? Because there's nothing we can do without him. And as far as I saw the other day, you know, Chaplain, and I'm glad you brought this up, being grateful and thankful, because God is, he's the one that is the reason why we can do anything or have anything.
That's right.
So, we got to really acknowledge that. And I thought, let me tell you, I thought once we got through COVID, I thought we was all clear.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had
not
it
long.
Made. We wasn't gonna have. We don't have. We ain't gonna have no. We ain't gonna have no more problems. Death and dying and sickness was ending. And guess what?
Yes.
It has not stopped. I mean, people are checking out for other reasons now. It don't have nothing to do with COVID. People are checking for a host of other things. But you know what? I saw that the numbers for COVID went up last week. 703
and they're still going to go up.
703 people in Michigan had COVID last week. I talked to a cousin of mine in Ohio that just got through with COVID last week.
My Lord.
21
My
people
Lord.
Died. People are still dying of COVID. 21 people died in Michigan last week. Last week.
It's something, but I tell you, this is the answer. There is an answer. And all we have to do is look into the cookbook of life. The cookbook of life offers a recipe for everything. And in the Bible, which is the cookbook of life, you can pull out, go into it. There's a recipe that says you need some ingredients. These ingredients is all you need in order to get this right. Whereas he said, if my people, which are called by my name, would pray and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, he said, seek my face. He said, then I will hear your cries in heaven and I'll heal your land. See, God is not hearing the cries up in heaven because we're not willing to turn from the wicked ways that got us in the predicament of even seeing all of this death. So we're uncovered now. We don't have a covering on it. So until we do what the book of the recipe of life tells us, we're going to forever have these issues and these problems.
Yes, and we are getting them. If it's not one thing, you better. What's that? You know, I'm not a Bible scholar. You know, I didn't go to seminary and all that, but I know.
There we go. You had a seminary at home.
Yes.
You had a seminary at home.
But I know that there's a scripture that says something about, you know, being protected.
My Lord.
About being having covering and. You know, I wish that I did have more. I mean, I did do some little Bible studying back in the day when I was younger.
I hope the team hear you, man. I really hope they hear you because you are, not only are you running, but you got some skates on, man. You
know,
come your way right through this here.
I'm just saying that there's a scripture that talks about the breastplate of armor.
The breastplate of righteousness. Put on the whole armor of God.
See, I think if I'm not mistaken, it could be in Ephesians 6 around there somewhere.
Around there somewhere. You're right.
I'll have to look it up and, for sure to see. You know what it says, but you got to protect your front, your back,
that's
your top,
That's
decides.
Right.
You
That's
know what
right.
I'm saying?
That's
all
right. That's right. That's
so
right.
So that you can protect yourself, you know, the shield, you know?
That's right.
The
yeah,
shield
trust,
of faith.
The righteousness. Yeah.
Okay, see,
yeah.
Now we, see, I knew,
yeah.
I knew,
yeah.
I knew that there was a man of God
yeah.
that could help me. Help me get through this, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think it's in Ephesians somewhere where
mm-hmm,
it shows.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta be protected. We gotta be protected.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
Yes, I know we're in the middle of the summer, and you know, people are. I could tell people almost every event that I go to. I went to a birthday party yesterday, and
okay.
it was at a restaurant off of the lake, and
my
that
Lord.
Place was so tight up in there. It was outdoors on a patio, but it was full of people. Couldn't even hardly squeeze through. People want to go out now. People are you know,
yes,
after being cooped up in the house since 2020, beginning of 2020, because
yeah.
I believe, we're talking about COVID, I believe COVID was out around November, December of 2019.
Right.
They just didn't know about it, because I remember I got a little sick in January, and I was wondering,
right.
I think I had COVID twice. I think I had it twice.
Yeah.
I had it once when I got diagnosed, when I went to get my shot, you know, when I got my test, they said I had it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like it's late in 2020. But but I felt the same way around January 2020. But I heard people were getting sick in November of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It was already out here by then.
I don't ever believe that I ever had it, and if I did have it, I didn't know I had it, because I thank God that he kept my body protected enough where I could still move, I could still smell, I could still whatever. So I never had any symptoms that would suggest to me that I had it. I am one of the ones that I didn't take none of those shots. I didn't, because I knew God. And I know my body. So I thank God that I was never affected by COVID at all.
Well, good, because, you know, what I was worried about, and I know what people were saying, but I hope that the next time something comes out, what I worry about is they making us take the stuff no matter what, you know, making us take a vaccine no matter what. You know, I understand this one was pretty bad and people were dying. I mean, millions died, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But how do we know how bad each one of these going to be that bad? And are they going to make us take the vaccine for everything that comes up? That's the one I'm worried about.
That's a good one.
Something in the future.
Yeah.
And I think I hope that right now they're thinking about how to handle the next one. Because they better.
That's
they better. I think
be on it.
In the Bible that says that it's going to be more of this coming. Now, I ain't no prophet.
Yes.
But
know to go in the Bible. For a person to not know it, you often speak on it. You go right there. You don't say that go to an encyclopedia or a dictionary. You say go to the Bible. So you know where it's at. You know exactly where it's at.
You
don't really know where to find it.
All I know is that everything that is in the Bible has come true.
That's right. Because they're in the book of Revelation.
That's
right
why
now.
I go back. That's why I always go back to it, because it's been coming true. And I know I got news and weather coming up, and I know I got some other things coming up too. But there was a part in the Bible too, and if I, you know, if I had my Bible right here, I'd look it up. But it says something about you know, pestilences in the future. It's coming, widespread diseases, pandemics, and I think it's in, you know, let me.
Yeah,
if I can recall back when I went to Bible study, something, I think it was Luke 21. Stop laughing. Please stop laughing.
Okay, Andy. I will. You're right, I will.
I think it's in Luke chapter 21. It talks about those things. It's coming. Those things are coming. The Bible tells a time in the future when... you know, these things will be coming. But yep. The good thing is one day it will end. One day.
There will be no end. That's right.
No more pain, no more death. Let me stop preaching. I'm a poet.
Yeah, you preaching this sermon this morning.
Preacher mode here when I'm supposed to be a
poet.
Yeah,
you setting it on fire this morning.
And I blame you, Chaplain, for drifting. I was trying to do the news and all that other stuff, you know. Yeah. Okay, look, we're going to take a little break. We're going to take a break. We do have news coming up. We've got, and then I wanted to talk a little bit because Detroit is a hot spot. I went out to something last night. People travel to Detroit to catch some of the biggest shows here, you know, because Beyonce was here. And some of the others.
Yes.
But I went to an event last night, a concert where people drove in from Grand Rapids, from Cleveland, Florida, to come to Detroit. And there are people, you know how many buses pull up in Detroit to these casinos?
Yeah.
From all over Michigan. I thought people were scared to come to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Yeah, but here's what I would like. Here's what I'd like. I would like to see what can we put together here in the city that would make people not only come visit, but yet stay. Because the lack of the population that we have is the reason why we're able to see so much of the turmoil that's going on throughout the city, which is why. But go ahead and do your break. Because you got to hit the sponsors. You know, we don't want to forget them. And then we'll come back at it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. When we come back, we got some more. Yes, I want to talk about some of these concerts and some of the situations because we are
that's
hot.
Right.
My thing is, let's not just usher people in and out all the time.
That's
people
right.
People got to stay. People got to invest
let's
in the city.
Let's get them to stay.
Yes.
That's
we'll
right.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to the Michael Van Tool Show with the Sunday Morning Team. We'll be right back.
You know, there's some things I need to talk to you about and... there's some things I need to get off my chest, and I think I got issues. Yeah, I got issues. What? It might as well have been a...
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I formed Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community. One neighborhood. One city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we know.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that
all right, we are back. The Michael Van Tool Show podcast. We have plans. We want to go back on broadcast radio, so we're working on that. I'll update you on that. But right now we're doing the podcast since COVID, and I like the freedom. I like the that's one thing, Chaplin, about doing a podcast. You can do it anytime. Mm-hmm. You can set it up for as long as you want, as short as you want. And it's really flexible. You don't have all those restraints like radio programs. But one thing that a broadcast radio show does have is that is listeners. It's
that's easy. Right.
Yes, that's the one thing. If they got, when I was on Praise Network on Sunday mornings, we had an average of 10,000 to 15,000, sometimes more, every Sunday morning. Ooh. Ain't that something? That is something.
That's good.
My team at Michigan Ocean, we're working on it. So I was telling you, I went to an event last night with the African violinist Demola.
Oh.
Thanks to one of my clients who bought tickets for six of us to go last night. Demola is a relatively new artist, and he is he started out on social media, YouTube, TikTok, but this guy has taken storm. All of a sudden, violin is back in style. It's cool again. Remember, you couldn't catch anybody playing the violin. The people didn't want to pick. A young black kid wouldn't even want to pick up a violin because it might have been square, you know? They rather play guitar, keyboards, drums, or something like that. But now it's popular, these violinists, and then they cover some of the biggest hits right now, and it's almost like a kind of a jazz type of thing, but it was really nice, and people flew in from around the country to this show, and I understand he's on his way to do a show in Canada. We got a chance to meet him. Took pictures with him last night, and it was over at Focus Hope. Focus Hope.
Oh,
they got
okay.
To, yes, I didn't even know they had concerts there, banquets, and yes, I tell you, I thought it was a whole different situation on Saturday night over at Focus Hope. I look at Focus Hope different now. They open it up so that.
Yeah.
You know, that the community can host events there. That I think that's wonderful.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Nice safe
they got
place.
A nice the space upstairs.
Yeah.
And nice space upstairs.
Yeah. And it's new.
Yes,
they got
yes,
space
yes.
For, they can hold a couple of major events up there.
Yes.
So I love it. Shout out to Focus Hope on Oakland Boulevard in Detroit.
Yes.
So I also
Shoshana, you know Shoshana, right?
Yeah.
The princess, she did an event there one time and had all of the big time preachers that was in in the city of Detroit come by there. Oh my Lord, it was nice. And that was the first time I had ever been in that particular area of the Focus Hope building. But it was nice. And I think that lady that they have running over there, she does a tremendous job with what she do in that building.
Yeah,
but let's go to what we were talking before the commercial break.
Yes, I wanted to talk about some of the, just like I said about Demola, the African violinist. It was an excellent show, and they did have access to. So much more about they had food there, they had vendor tables set up over at Focus Hope yesterday. Portia Roberson is the chief executive officer at Focus Hope.
Yeah.
That's who we were trying to mention. Yep. Very
But powerful. What about what we were talking about before the commercial break, when it talks about the people that's coming to the city of Detroit? When you mentioned all the people that's coming into the city. Yeah. Let's eat on some of that right quick.
Because now there's a two parts to this, because when other people come in, when demand for space goes up, prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, they change the name of the neighborhood all of a sudden, and then when you see new windows going in, that's your clue. So they gotta it's gotta be done fairly, because it can't be all in Corktown, and it can't be all in Midtown, and it can't be all downtown.
Right.
It can't be on the riverfront. It's gotta be in the community.
Right.
Invest some money into like 7 Mile Livernois area. You know.
Right.
The city should help to get some parking over there, maybe put some shuttles in so people can get out their car and they can walk up and down, take a shuttle. If they want, they park at one end and they walk down to the other, they can take a shuttle and go back to their parking lot. You know, come on. Let's make it work for us. You know, why is all the stuff in Royal Oak and Ferndale? From what I hear, 7 Mile Livernois competes with Ferndale and Royal Oak.
And that could be very well, too. Absolutely.
Right,
that could be very well, too. But who?
And you have to make a decision.
But let me ask you this, though, Mike. When you look at the difference, when you see on the news or whatever, when they talk about Royal Oak City Council, they having a meeting or whatever, you're seeing the very people that voted them in office, they're showing up. They're showing up in the Royal Oak, in the Ferndale. But when you come to the city of Detroit, you're not showing up, and you voted this individual in office. So guess what? Strength is found in numbers. And you see no strength from the people that helped get you in office. So here it is. Now you have just people that are just going to vote. Just going to vote. Oh, I like this person. I like that person. So I'm going to just go ahead and check this name off. We as the people, we have to support the politicians that we help get in, the elected officials that we help get put in office.
Yep, and they got to
support
them.
And they
got to support us. So when they get in, then they got to start working on our behalf so that they can make things better, so that we can compete, so that people want to move here, so that we can have better school systems, better schools and things, better services, all that. But we don't hold our politicians accountable once they get in. We got all these city council people. We got Wayne County commissioners. We got so many people we can go to. We got our state reps. Come on.
And we got to
fight for us.
Yes, and that's what we have to do, but that's where we fail at. But Royal Oak residents, Ferndale residents, Oak Park residents, those residents aren't failing in the continued support. Because, see, when you go into office, once you be elected, there is things that was going on prior to you getting there. So guess what? You got to go in and deal with that. We need to stop making false promises to the people, telling them we're going to go right in and take care of this. Well, you know you can't go right in and take care of that you're telling them that. You vote me in, I'm going to do this for you. Well, you know you can't go right in and do that, because it was stuff that was going on in the meetings that was happening before you got there that they're going to be dealing with then. So sometimes you got to go two terms in order to really get done what you saying that you can do.
Matter of fact, sometimes they don't even know enough the first term. You got to be there long enough.
Absolutely.
Why sometimes I worry about some of this term limit stuff sometimes, because sometimes by the time you get in there, you just figured it out, and guess what? I do believe in term limits, but sometimes I think some of them is a little too short, because the first term usually you just learn it. And I think you need a minimum of two terms. We don't
Absolutely.
need, You don't need new people. You know who benefits off of that? A lot of these organizations and semi quasi government organizations, because they got people that
That's
know
right.
it all. But then the
That's
politicians
right. they already got people in there. That's right.
They're too green. They don't know enough. So,
yeah,
so that's
they don't know enough.
Okay, I think we just stumbled onto something right here. Look, so
yeah.
politicians, they don't know enough. They haven't learned enough, but everybody
Absolutely.
Around them they have to do business with knows more than them.
Absolutely.
And so when your politician doesn't know enough, they get outsmarted.
That's
because
right.
They don't know nothing. So that's so.
Absolutely.
Whoever was pushing for these term limits, that's what was
they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they knew what
yeah.
they were doing. They know
these state reps and stuff don't know. They don't know what's going on, and they outsmart
them. Like me. Absolutely. It's just like me. I came, ran for the election, became a first-time priest and delegate. Well,
mm-hmm.
I didn't thank you to Shoshana, the political prisoners princess who did the United Priests and Delegates. You see what I'm saying? We were able to then get together and learn.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that you needed to know about it
and
did
probably,
not come to knowledge
know
until
you,
your second
you probably,
term.
You probably didn't even know how much power you had.
You see? You see?
Until
so
you
I had until I got
program,
to the
right.
second term.
Mm-hmm.
And when I became priest and delegates is in a position to take to the legislator the laws that the community wants to be on the books. A priest
you
and
see?
Delegate can help even write the laws because you're taking to the politicians everything that has been said that you know firsthand. Well, this is what the people want. This is what the people want right here. So you and the purpose of it, you have to do. What you're doing for the people. You have to do it for the people. But you're not going to be able to work towards getting anything done for the people. So that's why I don't too much care for politicians who come in and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I promise you this. Stop doing that.
Right, because
stop
you can't
that,
do
you got a whole team.
Because they can't do it
you
themselves.
You got a whole team. You can't do
right.
it yourself. You got a whole
that's
team.
Right.
So
they don't even
what
know
I would rather hear them say,
they don't even know
yeah,
how to do
and what
it.
I would rather, absolutely, I would rather hear them say, I'm going to get in here and I'm going to work with my other team members that's on this board or a part of this committee,
yeah.
and we're going
yeah.
to work to get done what I'm telling you that we can get done. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, the people must understand that everybody getting money from the federal government. So if you're not, again, if you're not doing your census, you're not given a proper account. So you looking to get $100 million, but guess what? They cut that because your census has only shown that this is how many people that you actually have that's living there. Could not necessarily be true, but the census are very important in order to get the funding so that the consuls and all of them can have money and they can help do what they said that they can get done for you. So the census is doing the filling out the census for the people is very important, very important. It's an account.
Yeah.
So now you know, if you got 100 people voted for you, at least 30 to 40 of them should show up every time you call a meeting. Every time you call a meeting, you shouldn't have no problem with these people showing up because that's a support.
Right.
That's a support. So, you know,
right.
sadly, but truth, look at Trump. But Trump had the support. He had the support. He had, whenever he said he's going to do something, people just showed up everywhere. He had support.
They still showing up, listening to all that ignorant stuff.
Still showing up.
He had a rally last night. They still showing up for that. They're still showing up for it. Look, let me take a break. When we come back, we got the latest news from around the world. We'll be right back after this message.
It's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, it's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be all right.
All right, we're back. Thanks for joining the Michael Van Tool Show podcast, news information here in Detroit. In the news this morning, an unprecedented amount of ice has melted in Antarctica now this year as the northern hemisphere swelters under record-breaking heat. Much further south in Antarctic Sea, ice has shrunk to its lowest level since records were recorded about 50 years ago. Meanwhile, in Phoenix, Arizona, the city has recorded more than 15 days of temperatures over 115 degrees. Emergency rooms have included... Admissions have included burns from concrete, of all things. People have either touched, fallen, stepped on roadways, walkways, and sidewalks. It's so hot that it burns pedestrian skin. Phoenix has had 29 days of 110 degrees. Miami is also suffering from over 46 days of 100-degree-plus temperatures. Chaplin, can you imagine... Who would have thought that the biggest hospital admissions in Phoenix this year would be from burns from the concrete? Isn't that that shows you how hot the ground is? That concrete, the people are walking barefoot or falling or touching concrete and burning themselves. Oh my!
Yeah.
But let me say this though, Mike.
Mike, let me say this. If you know, like I know, it'd be a good time for him to get saved because now you know how a little get a taste of what hell gonna feel like.
Oh,
it's gonna be hot.
And this ain't nothing. We burning ourselves right now. Oh my goodness. As I said earlier, Michigan COVID numbers spiked a little last week, although not nearly as bad as 2020 to 2022. 703 people in Michigan were diagnosed with COVID. 21 died. People are still catching COVID right now in 2023. You know, my worst vacation nightmare is to be on a vacation in a foreign country, having a great time, going out for dinner, sightseeing, and then wake up the next day and the country has been overthrown in a coup. So, African country of Niger, one of the poorest countries in Africa this past week, they have a democratically elected president. He was toppled this week in a military coup. The president has been arrested and detained, and the military has endorsed the new government. Niger is a key regional ally of the United States and the West. France and Europe have both cut any financial aid to the country already. The situation is tense right now. There's no clear path forward. The U.S. State Department does have a travel advisory warning to the country of Niger in Africa.
But did you see, though, Mike, too, that their financial officer in Niger, they gave him 48 hours to tell them what they did, what he did with their money, or they said they're going to shoot him by the firing squad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the financial officer, yes, in Niger. They told him, you got 48 hours
wow.
to tell us what you did with the citizens' money. If you don't, they said the coup said we're going to kill you by firing squad. So they got some stuff going on over there, man.
Yeah, you have to really read up and before you go and travel to some of these countries, because you don't know, you gotta if you hear of something, don't go because you're gonna get caught up.
Better not.
A lot of times they block your access. You can't come in and out. You can't go out. You can't leave the country. You may be, especially if you're foreign and especially American. You know they wanna detain you. You know because they always wanna mess with Americans because they know America. You can cut a deal, and you can get some money. And they can do a swap. America can pay for its citizens, you know. So you got to always, I worry about that sometimes when I'm on an international flight. And I just hope to God it doesn't get hijacked because the first thing they do is collect the passports. And the Americans always get to be in a certain, you know, where are the Americans at? We want the Americans, bring the Americans over here, you know, because, they can get something from Washington, from the president, if they detain the Americans.
They ain't going to get nothing if all you get is a bridge card, though. If you get a bridge card and you just saved up some money to go to Niger and you fool around and get caught up in there, don't try to call in the White House. You're going to be in trouble. You better call DHS.
Even if you had a bridge card, you probably have more than they do. You know?
You ain't lying, man.
Yeah. Brittany Griner.
What about they told them? Oh, Brittany Griner.
Phoenix Mercury basketball star Brittany Griner, who was recently released from a Russian prison on trumped-up charges of carrying a small amount of drugs, will miss 2 games to focus on her mental health. However, it's not clear when she will return. Griner has spoken about how the Russian ordeal has affected her mental health. She did not mention the fact that the tabloids recently have had a number of stories regarding her love life and that she is, you know, she's married to her wife, Sherelle Griner, and the two of them got invited to the White House when she was released from by President Biden when she was released from Russia. But now there are rumors that she's dating or seeing a guy from her past. And apparently this is her second marriage to another woman. So I thought that it was a little bit too soon for Brittany Griner to come back and play basketball after being the ordeal she went through in Russia. You can't just brush something like that off. You can't just brush stuff like that off. That's a lot to deal with. Take a break. Take a break and try to recover mentally from this. That's a lot to deal with. You know, one day you're getting on your way to playing basketball, and the next minute you're in a Russian prison with a 9-year prison sentence. Don't play with that. You better take
yourself. Yeah, I ain't nothing to play with.
No, we had some mental health issues since COVID. Now, I mean, it was before COVID, but it exposed how bad things were and how tough it was to get through COVID. Some people, I hear alcohol consumption went up. Women are drinking a lot more now. Women are drinking more beer now. You know, I don't know, maybe I'm getting old, but there was a time, long time ago, a woman, it was like, you drink beer, that was like a bad thing to do, like, you know.
It's
beneath women. Drink a beer? Women drink beer. They said the numbers are increasing up to men, and there are a lot of women who binge drink now. women are really drinking. You know, Chaplain, let them know, don't try to be like a man all the time. Men do ain't always right.
There ain't no doubt.
Look, I did want to touch on a couple things because I've been enjoying some of my evenings at the concerts like last night, but Beyonce was an hour and a half late taking stage the other night at the sold out Little Caesars Arena. Now, yes, this is professional. She's got a professional show and everything. But to sit there and wait an hour and a half, you just paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars for your ticket. That's not the greatest thing either, to have to sit there and wait. So her fans, the Beehive, waited an hour and a half before she finally came out. Speaking of late, Maxwell showed up late on stage at the Aretha a couple nights ago. He was over an hour late. Might have been more. And Tamia was great. Tamia opened up. Grant Hill came out, you know, her husband. She introduced him, and that's nice. She acknowledges her husband every time. And we've met Grant Hill before, too. When he played basketball here, we took some pictures with him. Actually, believe it or not, Chaplain, me and Mrs. Van Tool did a promotional campaign that went through the Michigan Chronicle and other cities around the country when he was here playing basketball. We got to meet him and had great conversations with him, took pictures, and we were part of a promotional campaign. I think it was with Coca-Cola or something like that. But it was a very short show. There were some sound problems. Kimberly Gill from Channel 4, we couldn't even hear what she was saying, at the beginning of the show. They had some serious sound problems. He even acknowledged some of them. I've been to other Maxwell shows before, and this was not one of his better shows. Mm-hmm. I understand he got slammed on social media. I talked to a DJ yesterday, and he said, "Mike, did you go to Maxwell's concert? What happened there?" I said, "It was Maxwell. He's good, but this was not one of his better shows. He was singing off key a couple of times, and they had to carry at least one person out from heat. Almost had a heat stroke at the Aretha." And the EMS had to come and get him, and they had to carry him out of there. So it was very warm. And Maxwell came in, and I don't know they obviously didn't listen to our weather report last week because he came down in a dark suit and a hat, and I'm like, bruh, it's hot in town this week. It was 94 when he took the stage.
Wow.
You should have took the jacket off, the hat off. You didn't need all that stuff on. And I think that affected the show. It was not one of his best, but he did get slammed on social media for it. Michael Franks was in town. Michael Franks, singer.
Jazz,
you know, 78 years old. 78.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And he still sounds good, though. He can still sing. He can still sing. And do you know, after all these years of Michael Franks coming to town, not just Detroit, but Philadelphia, New York, Miami, San Francisco, L.A., all around the country, Michael Franks has amassed a $16 million fortune from his music.
Wow.
Isn't that
something? That's something there.
Million. And then of course I saw one of the Marley brothers, Julian Marley, was at the DIA for the Concert of Colors. That was a great show. And I tell you, white people love reggae. I mean, it was like 95% white, and they have really taken over and supported reggae. You know, it used to be something from Jamaica, remember?
Remember
those days? But
yeah.
I was looking at a I was, my son had a rap concert on TV he was watching the other night, and he likes to step out in the man cave down in the basement. He's got a, you know, gamer's thing set up, and he's got like a 60-inch screen and everything. And I never heard of the rapper that was out there that he was looking at, and I looked at it, was a sea of people. I would say probably the same thing, 95% white. They are not all into rock and roll, Chaplin.
No, they're not.
They are coming out, and they are going to the concerts, the music that they like.
Yeah, we went to the Stylistics. The Stylistics, I think one of them came downtown. And it was so many white folk down there. I think it was the Spinners and the Stylistics were down there. A couple of the original singers was with them. But, yeah, they were down there, man. I'm from white folks was everywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
they really are supporting black music. They really are now. They might not support us in everything, but they're supporting black music, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm talking about, let me ask you this, though. You got all these people showing up at these concerts. I'm going to tell some folks, let folks know, man, Jesus on his way, man. So where y'all, we're going to all meet up, see how many people show up.
You know,
come on, man.
Listen, you got something there. I was at Pine Knob. I was at Pine Knob. You know, I get all these invitations all the time. And I want to thank one of my clients for purchasing VIP tickets for last night's show. So I appreciate that. You know, I'm not paying for all this stuff. A lot of it, it's complimentary, and hey, Mike,
that's good.
And I appreciate that, and I thank all, you know, my clients and some of the listeners. You all know who you are who send me stuff. To get us in the VIP and all that kind of stuff. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But one night I was at Pine Knob, and it was En Vogue and TLC and Shaggy and all of them. And I looked up on the hill, and there was a sea of people. I'm talking about tens of thousands of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, everybody stayed. It was a thunderstorm earlier. They didn't even go home.
Yes.
You know, people look out, they see a raindrop, and they, I ain't going to church this morning. It looked like it's going to rain. Okay.
Yeah, that's terrible.
30,000 people at Pine Knob stayed through a driving thunderstorm. Tornado warnings, drenching rain. Do you know not one person left? Not one. But
they won't go to church.
But some of us, you might hear a raindrop outside. One raindrop might fall. You might have heard it. So you might have heard some thunder.
That's it.
And that just,
That turns it right off right there.
I have to let
tell God I'll see him next week.
I'll have to let Pastor know that, you know, I had just got my hair done, and I didn't want to mess up my hair.
Yeah.
You know?
And then let me say this. And they need to stop saying, this too. Well, I can't make it to church today, but I'm going to go ahead and just end my ties. You might well keep your ties, man. You hear me? You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't buy your way into salvation. None of that. The Bible declares forsaken not the assembly of God. We need to come together. We need to be in the church. We need to be in the place of our fellowship.
Yeah. You know what?
With one another.
They're getting too comfortable with, you know how many churches are shutting down? You see what's going on?
Yes.
I never heard of a church closing. I never heard of that until right around, actually I heard a few of them starting to shut down right before COVID. They were shutting down for financial reasons.
Absolutely.
Okay? But then they shut down because of COVID and nobody was coming. People, they think that just getting on Facebook and watching the service, which they don't really watch. They'll turn it on. Let me tell you what's going on. So, and then people, you know, let me just tell you, because I know they ain't going to like what I say. What they do is they go on Facebook, they turn it on, because, you know, and then they send a message, like in the chat, praise God, pastor, glad to see my church family. And you know what happens. Then they get up.
Yeah.
And they go fix
breakfast. About their day.
They go fix breakfast, go back, go sit out on the back, on the deck out back, go fall asleep. But see, the thing is still on, so it seems like they think you're still there watching. They ain't watching.
But you're not. They ain't watching.
And
they ain't
watching. And it's not adding anything to the church. It's not. The people need to be in church. They need to be in church.
Absolutely.
Wow, Chaplain, what a morning! Thanks for chiming in. You know, I'm glad when one member of the Sunday morning team calls in. I appreciate that, man.
Hey.
I appreciate it. Even
hey,
when
shout out to you. Yeah, shout out to you. Shout out to the man, the wonderful, the magnificent missionary.
Yeah.
Amen. Shout out to her. Hoping she's doing all right. Amen. And shout out to our amazing Sunday morning team, man, even in their absence today. I shout them out.
Talent.
I hope they don't.
Talent on this
I hope
Sunday
they don't hear
team.
All that stuff you said. Yeah, I hope they don't hear all that stuff you said. Because I'm not going to tell them what you said. I just hope they don't hear it.
But that was a perfect weather report. Oh, my goodness. That was one of the best weather reports. If I could have just waited 60 seconds, I could have handed it over to you. But I saw it, and I was like, oh, let me do this. You know, when do I ever do the weather first? The weather always comes after the news, huh? So, you know, I saw that. I was like, oh, let me read the weather, you know. But
mad of you to read it.
I just want to let me go down the list. I mean, you mentioned missionary Hattie Humphrey, of course, you know, because I've been on the radio with her for about 25 years. What a legend she is in this town. But I also want to mention Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, speaker, author, podcaster. She adds a lot to the team. She sent me a message early this morning that unfortunately she wouldn't be able to come on. But, you know, I appreciate the contributions from Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst, our home care advocate, another powerful community person. And, you know, Henrietta, I don't even know if she realizes her impact in our community right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's known as a fighter, just like Commissioner McCormick, Wayne County Commissioner.
Yeah.
Commissioner is known as a fighter, and Henrietta is also a fighter. I'm glad somebody introduced me and Henrietta, and they said, Michael, you got to meet my friend Henrietta. She'll be great on the radio. And guess what? They were right on. And Henrietta and I have been working together since, and I'm glad that she brought the another community activist and fighter and leader, Chaplain Stephen Caffey. Mike, you gotta have some extra color on the Sunday morning team, and have some men that are in the community.
Yes.
And Cappy is one of those men, and I value your input. And from day one, I didn't even realize how much you were in the community until you were on with me, man. And the delegates.
Yeah, appreciate you.
And how you are out here, and I can't.
Yes.
The next election, The next time I have a candidate on this show, I'm gonna call you.
You know it.
I don't know
you
where
know
you're gonna be. But I'll call you on Saturday. I'm gonna tell you, Chaplain. We got a candidate running for mayor coming on the show.
Oh, I'm
can
on
you,
my own. Get him
can
on.
Can you please be on the show in the morning? Because you ask tough questions. You don't ask them what they have. You don't ask them what they have for breakfast. See, I'll ask them what they have for breakfast. What's your typical breakfast like? You don't go that route.
Right.
No, you're telling me. Mr. Candidate, you said that you were in your last position. You said you were gonna do this for the people. And you didn't do none of that. Why should we trust you now? And
absolutely.
You put it on. And then they try to skirt around it. Well, this time I'm going to really do something. And then you'd be like, oh, no. What I asked you was, why didn't you do what you said you were going to do the last time you were in office? And you won't let them go until they finish answering the question. I've seen them run. Try to run and dodge your questions. And I tell you, they don't know. They think they're going to get them breakfast questions here.
I set them up the breakfast brunch.
I would do that. They wouldn't see it coming because I'll be like, hey, candidate, good morning. Thanks for calling in on the show. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thanks for coming to my poetry show the other day. But what you have for breakfast? What's your typical breakfast, Mr. Candidate? Oh, Mike, thanks so much for coming. Thanks for allowing me to be on the show. I had bacon and eggs and French toast and all that.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Well, Mr. Candidate, we got a question from Chaplain Kathy now.
You're asking about the breakfast. I want to know the ingredients. What make these eggs better than the eggs that somebody else have already made?
Too.
I want to know what you put in yours that's going to make it taste any different.
They ain't going to see you coming. They'll be like, Mike, they'll call me after the show. Did you know that Chaplain guy was going to ask me that question? Because, you know, look, I wasn't convicted of that. I wasn't convicted.
Right.
They just charged me with it, and then they dropped the charges after I resigned. So I wasn't convicted, and I didn't appreciate Chaplain asking me questions about that money. I was not convicted of taking that money.
Well, you shouldn't have resigned. I want to know why you resigned then. Well, you don't need to resign if you ain't done nothing. You need to stand in your same position. So that's what I want to talk about. Why you leave? We know why you're gone, but why you leave?
Yep. Right. So wait till the next election. And then we got the rest of the team. So it's going to be interesting.
Absolutely.
We gonna have the candidates, and they better come prepared. I don't like when the new people come and they don't even know what's going on. They better be ready for the Sunday morning team.
I like to know if you know the demographics of people that's in your neighborhood that you say you're running for. You need to give me some numbers to let me know that you know who in this community is voting for you and those that support you and what race of people they are and what is they backgrounds in some of them, and is it a hot spot for crime? You got to know all of that when you talk about running the area.
Ask them, did you go over and meet Reverend Smith yet?
You met him. But let's not forget him, too. I remember at large.
Minister Smith, gospel singer, recording artist. Who else?
Then we got, did we mention Christian
Evangelist Christy Lasser. Yep. And I think that we covered everybody now. I think that's everybody. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, they already know that we die. We appreciate and love Benjamin Brothers Realty, define them and fix them and flip them. And then we love Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. I tell you, we're thanking God for all of you. And if I miss anybody, charge it to my mind and not my heart. God, we thank you and appreciate you here on Michael Vantour, Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by none other than a missionary, Hattie Humphrey.
You know what? You just closed out the show. I couldn't even do it that well.
Bless you, man.
You got
God
it.
Bless your heart, man.
Captain Kathy, have a great Sunday. And God bless you. Thanks for being a valuable part of the Sunday morning team. Appreciate you, man, brother.
Appreciate you, too. God bless you, brother.
All right. God bless you.
You know, there's some things I need to talk to you about, and there's some things I need to get off my chest, and I think I got issues. Yeah, I got issues. What? That might as well have been a piece of paper.
You've been listening to The Michael Vantour Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is going to be all right. Hold your